This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. North Carolinians are pushing back against a federal request for voter data. The new Presidential Commission on Voter Integrity, set up by the Trump administration, aims to combat what it says is widespread voter fraud. But in North Carolina, the State Board of Elections is fielding hundreds of phone calls and emails from voters who don't want their information sent to the federal body. Some even ask to be unregistered from voter rolls altogether. Meanwhile, state legislators are busy redrawing racially gerrymandered legislative maps. But this fix will not be easy. New information shows that lawmakers may have to change more than 100 districts. Lynn Bonner is a reporter for the News and Observer. She's been following these stories. Lynn, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with this voter registration and voter data. Take us back to the big story. Why is it that the federal government and this federal commission is asking for voter data?
Well, you remember back in May, the president set up an election integrity commission. For months, he had been talking about massive voter fraud and that being the reason why he lost the popular vote to Hillary Clinton. So this commission follows those statements. The story then blew up, really, the last week in June when the commission vice chairman sent letters to all state elections boards saying, or most of them saying, send the commission your voter information. And the letter asked for publicly available information, but it also included some things that in most, if not all, states are not is not public, such as partial Social Security numbers, dates of birth. And this prompted a variety of responses on the part of the states and the part of individuals. Some states have said that they are not going to send anything. Some of those responses just denying the request are based on the questions about the legitimacy of the request. I mean, there are some states that say, well, this commission is based on a false premise that there's widespread voter fraud when studies have shown that there really isn't. So they're sort of rejecting the request on that basis. There are some that are saying, well, elections are really the purview of the state. So they see it as a state involvement in, or federal involvement in something that is really the purview of the states. So they are rejecting the request. And there are others like North Carolina who are going to comply with the request but not send any data that is not public. For example, partial Social Security numbers would go up. No birth dates of birth would go up. They also asked for some information on felony convictions, and that isn't part of the public voter file, so that wouldn't go. And it seems like some states are carving out those pieces or that are public and have agreed to send those. But there is a pause right now. You know, there are three so far legal challenges to this commission and the request. And last week there was a hearing on one of those and a hearing on a request for a temporary restraining order. So on Monday, the vice chairman sent letters to the state saying, okay, don't send any of your information until we see how this turns out.
So the commission itself has put things on pause,
yes,
waiting to see how,
yes,
these lawsuits might come out. As
exactly.
You say, some of them are states' rights issues, others on the merits. But in any case, until these legal challenges are settled, we're not likely to see any information go. And as you say, in the state of North Carolina, the state has said that it's willing to give any public information, but not that information, which isn't yours. So that's where we are right,
mm-hmm,
now. And then this other issue arises where voters, having heard about all of this, having read about it in the NNO, has said to the State Board of Elections, take my name off the rolls. I don't want to go in there.
Right. There is a pushback on this part of some voters. Some are calling the elections board, asking them not to send anything, also based on this premise that this alleged voter fraud isn't real. There's a change.org petition asking the same thing. And there are some voters who just don't want their information going to the federal government, who have said, I want to cancel my voter registration. How do I do that? the state board is discouraging that. And for people who think that canceling their registration would prevent their data from going up, it's already too late. They're part of the data set. So canceling now wouldn't do any good. But there's still this, I guess, suspicion that people don't trust this commission or what they might do with the information.
Right. And so far, the emails and phone calls have been in the hundreds. Is that it?
Oh, yes. In the several hundreds, hundreds of phone calls. And as of late last week, you know, approaching 400 emails.
All right. And so we're going to wait to see, again, how some of these lawsuits might be resolved.
Right.
So let's switch gears now and talk about this this story that you've also been following, and as have the rest of us, this effort to redraw gerrymandered legislative districts in North Carolina, those that had been adjudicated as racially gerrymandered. Where does that process stand right now?
Well, the court is going to give some more instruction to the state, but there are 28 racially gerrymandered legislative districts. The state has said that to change those districts is going to involve changing most of the map, 65% of the districts. So we're going to see in the next election likely districts that are very new from those that legislators ran in last year. We still don't know precisely when this next election will be. The original federal panel wanted maps in time for an election this year. The U.S. Supreme Court sort of said, well, no. The court looked askance at that, even though they said the districts were racially gerrymandered. So right now we're waiting for some direction from the federal panel on the next steps and when the map should be redrawn. The legislature is itself in a bit of a pause. They adjourned the long session but have plans to come back in August, and then in September, at any of those times, they can come back and redraw those districts.
Meanwhile, the governor had called for a special session wanting to accelerate this process.
Yes, he did. And the legislators rejected that call. So that's really where we are now. You know, the governor in the state has really no power over redistricting. The governor can't veto districts, for example, can't veto the bill on districts. So legislators pretty much ignored that call for a special session.
What is the process by which these maps will be withdrawn? As you say, obviously there are those districts that were judged to be racially gerrymandered, but they touch others, and that's why the 65% or
exactly.
So are going to be affected. So it's a big job. Mm-hmm. How do they do it?
Well, in the last two redistricting, you know, they redistricted after the last census, and then they did it again last year because of racially gerrymandered congressional districts. We found that the Republicans hire a redistricting specialist. He's a national specialist on redistricting. The two chairmen of the redistricting committee, a Republican House member, Republican Senator, give the specialist the instructions, and from then on, it's pretty much hands off. He draws the districts based on their instructions, and then those districts come down to the legislature, and for the most part, they're adopted the way they're presented on that day.
All right, and therein lies some of the problem, certainly was for the current map. All of this takes place against a backdrop of a different lawsuit, one in Wisconsin, that challenges the idea of political gerrymandering, which has been with us since the dawn of time.
Exactly.
But that's a very important case pending right now.
Yes, this Wisconsin case pending in the U.S. Supreme Court has a direct connection to a similar case that's pending in federal court in North Carolina. Common Cause and some registered voters last year are suing over the redrawn congressional maps, saying they are extreme partisan gerrymanders. When the legislature adopted the new congressional maps based on the ruling that there are two racially gerrymandered districts, they made a point of saying, well, these were drawn for partisan considerations. We drew these maps to elect 10 Republicans and 3 Democrats. So, and one of the redistricting chairs said, you know, we didn't draw it 11-2 because we figured that wouldn't be possible. So they made it clear that the districts were drawn for political considerations. After that, Common Cause sued, saying, well, look, you're providing us with the information that this is an extreme gerrymander drawn. These maps were drawn specifically to elect people of a certain party. So now that is pending in federal court. And the decision in Wisconsin is going to likely directly affect what happens with that lawsuit.
All right. Well, we will stay tuned. Lynn Bonner, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Lynn Bonner is a reporter with the News and Observer. You can find links to her work at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, we're going to talk about a new book that looks at the creative side of Hollywood that goes beyond blockbusters. You'll hear that on The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.